You know what's going to be weird is that everyone's going to be able to hear the AM station in the background.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Hello?
You can hear him in the back. You can hear him in the background. No, you can't. Not anymore.
Not anymore? Where did that come from?
Nope. They're still going over. We just can't hear him in the headphones anymore. See, there they are.
little slap there.
This audio is going to be horrible. Are you ready?
Might as well be.
Can I be the first to say that this audio in my headset is god awful?
Sounds like mice. I don't know what the song is, man. Hang on. Whoa.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
There we are. Let's get rid of that. Why do I hear
something in the background? Now I'm dead.
Can you hear that? Let's see. In our headset, I don't know if it's going over the air, but in our headset, we can hear the AM station.
In the background.
It's in the background, and it's, I mean,
oldies. In the background of our, ooh.
This is not good. It's not good whatsoever. There we go. Now I'm up. There I am.
This is freaky deaky, man.
We've been gone for 2 months.
I know, and they're already messing our stuff up.
I know, because we keep saying things we shouldn't say.
Yeah. payback, man.
Even though we cut it out, we still get in trouble for some reason.
Yeah.
I know, but it will happen. We're here. We're back. We're
here.
Here. Yeah. We're here at the, we're in the actual AM studio now.
This is some junk in here, man. Yeah. I hate to be that way, but
well,
might as well take the headphones off.
We made a change to the studio we were in. Donnie took his
headset. Got frustrated.
Donnie took his headset off.
Slightly frustrated.
I don't quite blame him, but
sorry.
It didn't take long for that.
I didn't even drink a Pepsi.
I am tired. In case you can't hear it, I've been at Bike Fest since the last Friday.
Bike Fest.
Going on 4 hours of sleep just so I can come here to the studio is rough.
Yeah, well.
And
it'll be worse this weekend.
And there's some girls I've been hanging out with. I can't say their names because I can't really say their names, but they know who I'm talking to, and I'm saying hi to them right now.
Sup, dogs?
If they're not hungover.
Yeah, well. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
They're of age, so don't worry, people.
Well, I might as well say happy birthday to my girlfriend.
It's your girlfriend's birthday.
Well, not today, Monday. It was Monday, man.
Oh, it was Monday.
September the 11th.
Ooh.
Yeah, that does kind of have to suck.
I liked how CNN, they played on their internet channel. They played the events as it happened.
Oh, really?
As it went over the air, you can watch it unedited, uncensored. You can watch the planes going into the building. You can watch the building falling down.
People jumping out of windows.
And about 6 months ago, when they released the Pentagon footage, everyone said that the Pentagon was this big hoax, like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like it was planned by the government to be blown up. And everyone's like, well, where did the plane go?
That is a good point.
I mean, if the government just blew up the side of the building, then where's the plane that was supposedly hijacked?
That is a good point.
And they found plane parts in the rubble, but people still say that it was fake. And you can see in the footage that they released of the security cameras, you could see the exact plane going in. You can see like the front nose of the plane, and then all of a sudden you see the building blowing up. I mean,
what other proof do you need?
I mean, and one of the distinct features of the site was you could see where one of the wings went in.
Yeah.
It was like a cutout of the wing inside of the building, and people are still saying, oh no, a bomb could do that.
I'm glad you're a plastic explosive expert.
I wouldn't be telling the government that.
Yeah.
But it's been a long 2 months, man. It's all because of his truck. I know I'm trying to make it seem like it's because we did something, but it's his truck. And I'm pointing at him right now, but none of you can see it on TV.
Then I'm doing something with my finger, but I can't tell you.
Get it away from Nick. The new kid. We just hired two new guys.
Yeah.
Since the last time you've been here.
Yeah.
We've hired two guys that are under me. Not really, but you know. Grow up, people.
Yeah.
We're a day late on our premiere. We're supposed to premiere Tuesday, but Donnie over here was filthy like always.
Pretty dirty today, too. The rain kind of washed it off.
I'm sick of hearing oldies in my headphones. I want them to go, don't do that.
Well, you know, this audio kind of is aggravating me. It's like...
And I'm going to go ahead and say this. As of last week, according to me, we are the number one station in the world.
Yeah!
We're the number one show in the world. I don't know why I said station. But I'm going to explain at the end of the show.
I didn't catch that, so I...
At the end of the show, I'm going to explain why I said that. In the last 10 minutes of the show, we'll take and I'll explain why I said that.
Good, because I have no clue.
It has to do with another station.
Oh.
We have the truth.
Oh.
And the truth that sets you free.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. But, of course, you know.
I stink. Like nastiness.
This is Donnie Nettles of Bainbridge, Georgia.
I live at... Scratch that.
But we're going to get to what we do best, and that's bore you people with stupid stories that made me laugh.
And me.
Made you laugh. You haven't even read these.
They will make me laugh.
We're going through about a stack of 100 pages that I've gathered over the past 2 months.
It's like the Jay Leno show.
This first one is this is about a taxi cab driver that got lost.
Lost.
You know, it is kind of nice having a music bed in the background.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of soothing.
I don't know if you people can hear it, but it's kind of mellow. I feel kind of pretty listening to it.
Yeah.
But, by the way, our satellite dish gets to stay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They basically gave up over there. But anyway, a taxi driver drove two teenage girls 85 miles in the wrong direction after keying the wrong name into his navigation system.
That's nice. You owe me for both ways.
And you know what? He charged them for both ways.
It's kind of...
The supposedly drive that would have taken a normal person 10 minutes took 90 minutes.
Good gracious.
And this was in Europe. The total charge of it was 80 euros. I don't know how many dollars that is. Okay, now this song's getting on my nerves. I don't know.
Yeah, it is, because it's kind of aggravating.
They can actually kind of hear it, I believe, in the background, but it's really faint. But anyway.
Slightly aggravating me.
This guy definitely has to go to New York, because he'd make a fortune.
Yeah.
Because there are some roads in New York where you can't make left turns.
Yeah, you just ride in circles.
You have to ride. You have to go everywhere in a right circle. You have to stagger your turns going right to go to get where you want to go. It's like you're driving down a block. You're like, crap, where I need to be is like right there, but I can't turn left. So you have to like drive 20 minutes out of your way.
Yeah, driving a big square.
In rush hour traffic.
Good gracious.
It's crazy.
But. See, somebody gets smart one day and, you know, get hydraulics on the back of the car, little lifts. So our tires will be in the air.
This next story is kind of like a durr moment.
I love those.
A blind man sentenced for bad driving.
No comment.
A blind man who was convicted of dangerous driving after he admitted being behind a wheel of a car that touched 35 miles per hour was given a 3-month suspended sentence yesterday. Omed Aziz was also banned from driving for three years at Verikar. Aziz, who lost his eyes after an explosion in his homeland of Iraq, had been driving by following instructions on where to steer and when to brake from a passenger who himself had been banned from driving.
Okay, first off, they banned him from driving for 3 months.
Yeah.
They banned a blind guy from driving for 3 months.
That's what I said, but welcome to the world that we call Earth.
A blind guy. They just...
Yeah.
Whatever. How did he get a license?
When police stopped a man in April this year after he made his way through two traffic islands in a corner, Ariz's passenger explained that his friend was blind when Aziz, who is also partially deaf, was asked to step out of his car and remove his sunglasses. The officer was surprised to see that he did not have any eyes. The court heard earlier this month, in his defense, who also suffers from leg tremors and has only two fingers on his right hand, said he was testing his driving abilities. This is a good one. Phil from New York says, knock out his hearing if you got a CBS radio programmer.
For real. I just want to drive. Don't call me handicap. That one ruined the trash can.
Nice.
It did.
This guy is called the GQ Bang. The GQ Bandit.
The DQ Bandit.
It's been 2 months. Give me a break of your Kit Kat bar. There we go.
Okay, DQ as in Dairy Queen?
No, GQ.
GQ.
He can't even say a simple letter. I can't say Bandit, but he can't say GQ. GQ.
Why don't you say that and I'll say the other part?
You go G.
GQ.
Bandit.
Yeah.
A bungling German thief. Bungling.
Like that word.
A bungling German thief stole a pair of shoes of two different sizes and was caught when he went back into the shop to fix his mistake. Decked out in the very clothes that he had stolen. Police in the western city of Bremerfield said that the shop owner recognized a 20-year-old shoplifter because the white shoes and sports jacket he wore were available only in his shop and had been stolen.
Glad he knows his merchandise.
And had been stolen just 2 days earlier. You have to wonder why he went back into the shop to the store. It's been 2 months.
Give him a break.
You have to wonder why he went back to the shop in the stolen getup, said a spokeswoman for Bainfield Police. It seems he may not have been the brightest of thieves. The owner spotted the man as he attempted to switch the wrong size shoe and alerted police who arrested the thief.
Whatever. Ah. You're out of shape, man.
It came back and hit me in the head. We're going to take a little break right now. Yeah, we got to pay the bills that we don't have.
I hate when radio stations say that.
We got to pay our bills.
We'll be right back. I gotta pay some bills.
Yeah, what bills? Be honest.
You just work here, idiot.
You don't have any bills. Don't lie. Do you have any bills, Donnie?
Why, no.
Yeah, I don't.
I got a girlfriend.
This is the Entitled Show on WNGR. I believe.
Think so. Quote, unquote.
Think so?
Maybe.
This is WNGR TV 22. You're listening to the Entitled Show. We'll be right back. Bob and Donnie here with ya.
We're back
on the Untitled Show on WMGR TV 22.
Yep, that's us.
We love you guys.
You're freaking awesome.
Well, I know everyone wants an iPod, but a 14-year-old girl sues friend over missing iPod. You gotta love the youngsters. You gotta love the youth of today.
Even the kids are understanding law.
Especially
nowadays.
When there's an iPod involved. A spat over a missing iPod resulted in a lawsuit in Illinois when 14-year-old Shannon Durek sued her now former friend Stephanie Eek for losing a brand new iPod. It seems Shannon made the full mistake of lending her iPod to Stephanie, who decided it would be a good idea to give the iPod back by leaving it in Shannon's desk rather than waiting for her to return from the restroom to hand it to her in person. The iPod managed to disappear, apparently.
iPod. So,
did I say iPod?
iPod.
The iPod managed to disappear. Apparently, someone in the classroom had some sticky fingers. And Shannon sued her $475 in damages and court fees. She says she did not. She did a lot of babysitting to pay for that iPod. The case was initially tossed because of an improper filing, but it looks like the two girls will finally get a square off in court in about a month. The word on the street is that they are gearing up for a serious showdown in the cafeteria when the school starts up again. Hey.
That's just on the street.
Ryan and I, the guy that posted this said they would be heading to Illinois. They run a tech website. They're going to Illinois just to cover this lawsuit. And I'm.
What is the world coming to?
And I'm close friends with them, so hopefully we'll have a result on that for you. Just keep listening to the Untitled Show. The number one show in America, according to me.
That ain't saying much.
A Chicago court has released a 79-year-old woman accused of attempting bank robbery on a $4,500 bond.
Scary.
The old lady could possibly be the oldest female to be charged with a bank robbery in Chicago. And she was released into the custody of her daughter.
Probably in the world.
She was released to the custody of her daughter late last week. An FBI agent's affidavit accuses the old woman of walking into a Bank of America branch and asking to tell her to lean in because she couldn't speak very loudly. She allegedly pulled a realistic-looking toy gun out of a shoebox and said, "Give me $30,000. My friend across the street and no die."
What? That one lost me.
Oh, give me $30,000. My friend is across the street and no die. You know how they put them dye packs? Whenever you open it up, it sprays dye on your face? You don't watch movies. The teller reportedly triggered the silent alarm several times before the old woman was instructed her not to move. The alleged would-be robber then left the bank and went into the shoe store next door, where she was arrested by a police officer who was flagged down by a bank employee. I wonder if a taser was involved.
That'd be funny. Don't hurt me, Sonny.
Did she have a blowout in her... You know how robbers, whenever they run away, they get a blowout in the tire? I wonder if she had a blowout in her support hose.
Yeah. My hip! It's only 2 months old!
Oh, man. Aren't you glad we're back to just bore you to death?
A realistic toy gun. I like that.
We're not going to talk about the skunks at the daycare center. A meowing teen in court.
Do what?
In the Pittsburgh area, police have gone to court to back a 70-year-old woman's complaint of harassment by a teenage neighbor she claims always meows at her. In court in Jeanette, Pennsylvania, I have family in there. Alexandria Carrera.
Okay.
Said she had enough of the meowing and called police July 23rd. Her neighbor, Michael, or her neighbor, 14, was charged with harassment, although he testified he only had meowed twice. Carrera disagreed, saying it was a long-running insult. I've had to put up with it for this for 3 years. Maybe he did it once, and 3 years later he did it twice.
Don't know.
Hey, never know. Every time he sees me, he meows. Maybe because you have so many cats.
That's frightening. That is really a threat, you know? Somebody come up and meow.
This one cop said, "I don't feel the victim should have gone through her golden ages being harassed by the defendant."
How is that harassment? How is that harassment?
The kid walks up to her and tries to have an intelligent conversation, and her hearing aid gets feedback.
Oh, for me. Just like our headphones are, dude.
It's absolutely crazy, man.
That's sad when our judicial system has nothing better to do.
You right there. You right on that one. Drunk at a DUI trial.
Okay. Was it the defendant?
again, in Pennsylvania, the man showed up drunk to the sentencing of his second drunken driving offense.
Okay, so it was a defendant.
Bailiffs removing Joshua Brewery from the courtroom Tuesday. Brewery.
There you go.
From the courtroom Tuesday after he had been sentenced, raised suspicions that the man had been drinking and conducted a breath test that sounded the man's... The man's blood alcohol content was at 0.2. Wow. He was jailed for contempt of court, and his sentencing was put off. The judge gave Brewery the same sentence he initially prescribed, 30 days to 6 months in the county prison, but added the condition that the man must petition the court before he can be released. A person sentenced to 90 days or less in jail in the county is usually released after the minimum term if there are no behavior problems. Does being drunk at the court count as a behavior problem?
I mean, how's that contempt of court? Drunks can't be quiet.
I don't know. But, I mean, I know if you were going to jail, you'd throw back a few before you went. I mean.
You gotta live it up, man.
It's absolutely crazy. But if you don't think, we just have a bunch of stories about little kids. I mean, you know, I can't help it. You know, it's just my thing. Not real. No. 13-year-old wins eating contest.
Hmm. What are they eating? Laffy Taffy?
A 13-year-old girl is beating three men to become Britain's corn on the cob eating champion. Emily ate 26 cobs in 20 minutes after she replaced her dad in the contest at the last minute. As her middle-aged male opponents began dropping out, the schoolgirl just kept carrying on eating. Emily from Rainhill, Missouri, admitted that she had a rather unladylike recovery method during the contest. She said, after 15, I felt a little ill, but after belching that pass, wow, I continued eating, and I'll be sure to defend my title. Wow. And reporters will say that Hugh Hefner has already called her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in 5 years, you know, eating contest, hey.
Yeah. What's next?
I know what's next. Photos of food. A man took a photograph of every meal he ate for a year. He took digital photos of breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack he consumed in 2005. He had a total of 2,550 images. Wow. What? What?
Don't stop for me.
What?
What? Keep going. Can you capture off of your camera?
Look at Nick's going to come in here, the new kid. Nick's, what do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing coming in here?
What's going on, man?
What are you doing in here? You're doing something in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to ask you how to capture off this camera.
Come on, man!
Are you okay, Donnie?
Not really. Okay, just checking. Being honest.
Okay.
In all honesty.
You have come in here and ruined our mojo again.
Sorry. Mojination, man.
We're going to take a break now because of that.
And I got to piss anyway. Well, good timing. Take a urination. Urination. That's the first time.
Is that number one?
Uno.
We didn't say anything in the beginning, did we?
No. That's the only one.
Okay, that's the only one. Okay. I got to be sure, because I don't have time to go back and listen to it all.
We're doing good.
We're doing...
Wonderful! Real good. Yeah, I know.
Why are you going to say it again?
I have to use the restroom.
There you go.
Take a potty break. Do number uno.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the Entitled Show, now that we've taken care of Nick.
And whoever's name is.
And Michael.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
We're going to get the new guys in here. They're also going to be doing some work for us here at the Untitled Show, Untitled Show Productions. We have an internet streaming radio station now.
Really?
It's called Amped. It is on 24/7 by going to live365.com and search for Amped. A-M-P-E-D. It's 24 hours, and you can even listen to this show on Amped. It's on 24 hours a day. We have a music library of like 20 hours right now.
Oh, really?
It randomizes and it repeats itself automatically, so we don't have to sit there with it. And also, we're starting on our second TV show that I'm not allowed to talk about yet, but we are working on it. We're pretty close to sealing a deal.
Who?
Me.
Or you.
We're going to be doing another TV show for the station here, and we're working out the details now. We can't release what we're doing yet. But one thing we can release is that even though we do not have Bearcats on TV 22, we do have high school football. We do have football.
Well, not Bainbridge football.
Not Bainbridge football. Well, we do have football. I think tonight everyone just saw Thomas County Central football right before us. That's what they watched. They watched Thomas County Central, then they watched the county commission meeting, and now it's us.
Whoa. Wow. Great follow-up.
Wow. We have a lot to follow. No offense to the other guys.
Sorry.
Even though I work on all of them. Come on. But anyway. But I do have to say, Sunday I got DirecTV football Sunday ticket.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Yeah, you can watch like everything on one show, one channel.
And also, can I say about Amped is that it's below CD quality, so people that even live out in the country, like me and Donnie, can listen to it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, anyone can listen to it, no matter what it is. No matter where you are, you can listen to it. So, now your sister has no more excuses not to listen to our show.
There you go.
And I know I'm right about that. Word to your mother.
G.I. Joe.
I just don't know what word yet.
Yeah, man. But, guess who I saw walking down the road the other day?
Ooh, who did you see?
Guess who I saw walking down the road?
Stalker girl?
Just walking down the road.
Stalker girl?
No, not her.
Who?
Weeder? Mr. Weaver.
The Weaver. I thought he was driving again. Michael Weaver, who used to be on the show. What was he doing?
He's just walking down the road.
I thought he started driving.
Yeah, he was walking down the road, and then later on he was driving up down.
At least he's not like Dracula, who's driving. He'd drive his girlfriend's car around for a while.
Well, yeah.
And he still believes that once he turns 18, he's going to start making $10 an hour at the fast food joint that he works at. As a fry cook. Isn't he, like, close to being fired? Remember when Naomi was coming in here? Didn't she say, like, he's close to being fired from
that? Yeah, that's what I thought, but...
Anyway. But, like I've been saying, you're listening to The Entitled Show, the number one show in the world, according to me. And I can back that up with facts.
Back it up with facts.
Yeah, but you have to pay $2,500 to see them.
Well, that kind of sucks.
And now, okay, with this board, the headphones, we couldn't, everything is staticky. And now the headphones are like completely going out.
Yeah, I can't even hear hardly anything.
It's like, well, let's just take them off.
See, good idea.
We're talking with no headphones on. So I have no idea if, well, I can look at the bars to see if anyone's being able to read me, but anyway.
It don't matter.
Students get profanity list.
Like that.
School officials are blaming a printing accident for putting a list of profanities in a school-issued assignment book. Logan Elementary School in Illinois, officials say the list was intended for teachers to help give them a guide of inappropriate language. The list accidentally was printed inside assignment books that are handed out to students in grades 3 through 6. The school's principal is taking blame for the mistake. The school has removed the list from the assignment books still at the school. But they already have the books. The students already have the books, so...
Whatever.
I know they definitely have the 7 words that we can't say.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Little kids are like, Mommy, what's this word?
128 students were suspended at an Indiana school.
That's a lot of kids.
Classrooms were a little less crowded at Morton High School on the first day of classes. 128 students were sent home for wearing the wrong clothes. You like my news voice.
I like the...
Fed up with inappropriate outfits, the principal suspended the students for one day. Wednesday, minutes after doors open at the school. Dramatic pause to scare you people. Was your child suspended for school? How does it affect you? Find out at 11.
Now Donnie's here with the weather.
It's kind of rainy. Those suspended represent more than 10% of the 1,200 total students. The offending attire included baggy pants, low-cut shirts, tank tops, and graphic t-shirts, which are all banned from classrooms. Students were also cited for cell phone use.
This was the worst year I've seen in a long time, said Principal Teresa McHugger. It's gotten out of control, and we need to send a message that we're not messing around.
The Hammond School usually has 20 dress code violations a day. McHugger said the infraction would be removed from the student's record in 12 weeks if they had no other school infractions. School board members said that they support McHugger and mass suspensions.
I'd be supportive if half the school was sent home, because 99% will get the message our schools offer education.
Board President Rebecca Ward said, Donnie, back to you.
Well, dude, honestly, if you've really thought about it, if every kid went to school and wore inappropriate clothes every day, and they sent them all home, and they sent everybody to school home, and they came back.
I would wear inappropriate clothes every day just to be sent home.
Dude, eventually they would get tired of sending kids home, and the school system would be doing so bad.
Yeah.
That they'd abolish the rules.
Exactly. That's why I think a lot of schools realize that if there's a plenty of schools, especially around this area. Yeah. Where if the students ever decide to get together and just be like, okay, we're going to take over, it wouldn't take much.
No.
There are plenty of schools around this area. I mean, you know, it could happen in a matter of seconds.
Anywhere.
I mean, a small fight could break out just to distract everybody, and then the rest of the students could just be taken over to classrooms.
Yeah.
What is one teacher going to do against 35 other kids? Run?
Yeah, for real.
Jump out the window before they get thrown out the window?
For real. It's kind of upbeat.
We got some music in the background here. You can't hear it, but we got some music in the background. Unless you like turn your TV way up, you can't hear it.
It's all good.
It's all good, boy. Yeah. Word.
I like the word sound. I like the sounds your chair's making over there.
This story is... Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, we also have to talk about the forum is back.
Oh, really? We got it back?
The Untitled forum is back. Forums.theuntitledshow.net.
One person used it.
Five.
Well, I was a little bit off.
Including one person that... never mind. Whenever we get quiet like that, we just look at each other and see who will laugh first.
Yeah.
I win.
Dang it. I got you that time.
No, you weren't looking at me, that's why. Why are you drooling on yourself? I win. Wow, that was the quietest minute of radio ever.
For real.
Wow.
People have no idea what we were doing. Good thing, too.
Yeah, for real.
But I want to go ahead and get into this because I want to make sure we have plenty of time to get to it. The other station.
Quote, unquote.
That's what we're going to refer. The other station. Now, let me make this clear. This is Bob from the Untitled Show, Untitled Show Productions. None of these comments have anything to do with those of WMGR. It's just me and Donnie's opinion here.
And we're opinionated people.
We don't know if this info is correct. We get it from sources outside of us. They come to us. We have friends on the inside of many places, especially the high school. So be looking out, Dracula. There's a such thing as the Arbitron Report.
I know this.
It costs about $2,500 to get the results of it. The Nielsen ratings for TV, they mail out diaries to where you write down what you watch when you watch it.
Yeah.
Arbitron does the same thing with radio.
Yeah.
But whenever they send out those diaries, they're supposed to be randomly mailed to different people. They're supposed to just look in a phone book and just pick random people.
Yeah.
Like 50, 60 people. I don't know how many there are. But supposedly, from insiders of the high school and some from close personal friends, these diaries are not mailed out. Someone goes down to the high school and hands them out to the high school students.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder why this quote-unquote station is number one. Because the reports get handed out to their listeners. Do you think in your right mind that a high school student is going to put an oldie station before the other station?
Honestly, no.
No. Here, I'm going to issue a challenge. When next year's Arbitron report comes out, I dare them to mail them out randomly.
To random people.
To random people. If we pay the money to get the results and we see anything. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm just, we dare you. We dare you to mail out the reports the way they're supposed to be mailed.
Correctly.
Correctly. If you're willing to do that, then maybe we might pay for the. Because, see, we don't get the results here.
No.
But I do have to give it to them for the first year. It was the number one FM station. And then they changed it to the number one station overall.
Yeah. Kind of rigged there.
Yeah. But I just want to send out a fair warning. We are coming. And you will know who they are pretty soon. There are people coming. 09, be looking out. There are people coming. Some very close personal friends of mine from over in Alabama who have plans for Bainbridge. And they've already started the process of coming here in 09. So, fair warning to everyone.
I don't have a dang clue what he's talking about, but we'll go. I know.
That's what's so great about it. But like I said, we're the number one show in the universe.
And for all the Mexicans out there,
we're numero uno.
Ocho. Nueve.
And for those who don't understand a single word we're saying, we are the America.
Amen.
I wish I had my sound effects so I can hit the, oh, good Lord. Wow, Nick just killed the mood.
Yeah, wow. And this music in the background is kind of.
Britney sandwich for sale.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
A sandwich half-eaten by Britney Spears was sold on eBay not too long ago. The half-eaten egg salad sandwich was left behind by Britney at a recent awards ceremony and was taken home by a waiter who realized its money-making potential. At the time of the printing of the story, there were 23 bids, and the highest one current was at $80. Describing his auctions on eBay, the waiter said, it if the management does not say anything about how I'm supposed to discard their food when they have me pick it up, when they have me pick up their leftovers. He went on, when I got home, I pulled out the camera, took a few before shots, then vacuum sealed them right away. The vacuum sealer preserves items such as this for years and years. And if you purchase this now, you also get a Ryan Seacrest mouse jar.
You know what the sandwich was used for?
What?
Feed Lindsay Lohan.
And you know when who buys it? They're going to put it right next to the display case in Mel Gibson's half-eaten, half-empty tequila bottle. The line would have been so much funny if I didn't mess it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, let's try it again. And I bet you the person who buys it will put it in a display case right next to Mel Gibson's half-empty tequila bottle.
There you go.
And along with the sandwich, you'll also get a life. You bum. Now buff this my shoes.
Brittany sandwich.
How would you like to be the pilot that got locked out of the cockpit?
That would kind of suck.
An Air Canada Jazz pilot. Ooh, jazzy. Who left the cockpit of his passenger jet to use the back washroom moments before landing found himself locked out upon his return. The pilot eventually busted into the cockpit and safely landed at Bombardier Seat. But not before alarming some 50 passengers who watched him bang on the door and took frantically with the cockpit through an onboard telephone for several minutes, according to local reports. A spokeswoman downplayed the incident, saying passengers did not react and remained calm.
Downplay. Like you're going to sit there, I can't get in the cockpit, we're all going to die! Yeah, sure thing. You're going to be a real paper pusher after a while. Get a broom, clean this up.
I'm tired.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Yippee-jeeves.
No one can hear the music behind us.
I can't remember the rest of the song.
You know what? I'm so tired. This is the premiere. We're trying to get back on our hourly schedule here.
A little groove.
So, this has been fun.
So far.
It's been 50 minutes already.
Wow.
And probably after I trim it up, it'd be 20.
Yep.
See, we don't cut out the bad stuff. We leave it. We leave it. You know what would be funny? If we can faintly hear the AM station, I wonder if people listening to the station can faintly hear us in the background.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be cool. We get a call.
What's up, people?
We get a call like, who are these two guys talking over my Sleepy G music? Why are they talking about, like, baggy jeans and iPods and stuff like that? Oh, my God.
I don't like it.
You know, I want to do something, you know. Let's see. Are you, what do I have pulled up here? Are you familiar with Green Day?
Yes.
Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
There you go.
We're gonna sing a little song.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
Donnie knows where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So let's go here. We're going to do a little singing for you here on the Entitled Show. Yeah.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
It's your birthday and we gonna eat your cake. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. We're gonna eat your cake all night. Who says I don't have improv skills?
You ain't lying.
So take the photographs and still friends in your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging on a shelf in good health and
I seen running
time
down the side.
There you go.
Tattoos and memories and I seen on elbows.
For what it's worth, it was worth all the sugar.
Yeah.
Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right.
We're happy birthday to your cake all night.
There you go.
That was a little song to our buddies.
There you go.
We're going to get emails about that.
Yeah, hopefully.
But it was funny.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully we get emails.
Hopefully, yeah. I hope people call about that. But anyway, I think we're going to leave with that. We're going to leave That'll on a work. High note this time.
We're going to leave on a high note.
Normally, we hit the high note about halfway through. And
then we're down
the rest of the way. And then for like the other 30 minutes, we're like, wow, we really should have done that last. But
dang. I said, dang it.
Okay.
We'll see y'all next time, dudes.
Yeah, we'll see.
If there is a next time.
Wow, why is it playing the same song ever? Oh,
There we go.
We got to go get up in a traffic copter and make up stories about our family.
There you go. Well, we got somebody pulled over here on Highway 27.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week, Tuesday at midnight.
If you're up then.
If you're up then.